girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons at a time.
听众朋友大家好，这里是广播学口语，我们今天要学习两个与水有关的句子。第一句是 Your story just doesn't hold water。 第二句是 I don't want to throw cold water on you。 我们要检查一个容器的亲密性的好坏，通常是用水来做标准的。滴水不漏才是真正的严密。滴水不漏即 hold water， 常用来形容辩论、理由或借口等合情合理。大学生辩论比赛是 Andy 最喜欢看的一个节目。辩论需要人有雄辩的口才，也需要人思维敏捷。比赛的最终目的就是把你的观点说得合情合理。The team will defeat their opponent if their theory holds water. 如果一方的论据合情合理，那么他们可以很容易的战胜对方。在上大学的时候， Andy 可是一个好学生，但是他犯起懒来，哈哈，就会让人瞠目结舌。有一次，老师对稍假的同学说 ,He met traffic jam again. Why didn't I? Tell him to find a better excuse next time. His story just doesn't hold water.If he keeps like this, I won't let him pass the final exam.
我想他又堵车了吧？可是为什么我从来没有遇到过这种情况呢？告诉他下一次找一个比较好的理由。如果他再这样的话，我是不会让他通过考试的。哎，可怜的 Andy， 怎么连个谎都不会撒呢？
中国人有句话叫给人泼冷水以示反对，那么英语应该怎么说呢？也是和水有关的，大家想一想。 Andy 现在告诉你，其实和汉语是一样的，就是 throw cold water。 Andy 是一个很有能力很有理想的人，当网络在中国出现的时候， Andy 就想做一个网站，但是他的朋友们却对他说 I don't want to throw cold water on you but I think it impossible，我们不想给你泼冷水，只是你这样太异想天开了。可如今 Andy 的网站早已红红火火的在 www 安家落户了。 Don't throw cold water on me, I will prove it, for I think my theory holds water. 不要反对我，我会证明我的理论都是合情合理的。好了，朋友们，今天的节目就要结束了。那么，让我们一起来回顾一下今天学习的两句话。第一句是 Your story just doesn't hold water， 你的理论不合情理。第二句 I don't want to throw cold water on you。好了，朋友们，就让我们在这里一起说再见吧。祝你有个好心情。
Pretty girls are everywhere.We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.